Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Yo, yo, what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond.
What's up with it, John? Man, don't change that sound. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. Better not touch that sound. Wiggling.
Yeah, this is Cassidy the Hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, mom. Easy.
Keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Bonnie Dollars, the queen of trap, representing Crenshaw, and you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout-out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio, and I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
What it ain't, what it do. Chilly Chill from that original Lynch Mob. Off the Cuff Radio, always where it's at on Friday night. West West, y'all.
What it is, what it do, this your man King Eric the Media Assassin. You're not tuned in to the livest and direct show, Off the Cuff Radio, sponsored by Cocaine Buddy Boy Entertainment, Fleetwood and the Cot Pickers, Core Financial, Jesse Boutique, Screwball Radio. I got my host T-Max with the facts in the building.
What to do, y'all? Another Friday night of fantasticness on the OTC. I'm the co-pilot next to the head pilot, King Eric the Ruler. Shout out to our co-host of Spirit, a lot of Sandman, Lady Chinchilla. We are live and direct. And tonight, we have a very special show. This man right here is one of the coldest and boldest out west, keeping it hot out there for Las Vegas. And, of course, he's here with us tonight, also represents Arizona as well. Down with so many people, including that untouchable MMG. Shout out to Rick Ross, the Boss, Ren 1400, Jeter K, Billboard, Benny, Trop Da Vinci, and everybody. It is no other than the incomparable, incomparable, incredible, and always throws on the frequency. Matty Ice, y'all, of the Matty Ice Show. What it do, man?
What's going on? I appreciate you guys having me on, and, you know, a lot of people reach out for interviews, and, you know, I like what you guys got going on, so I figured why not on a Friday night just talk to you guys, you know what I mean? I appreciate you guys.
Dude, we appreciate
Absolutely.
You so much, man. Thank you. I guess we're going to get right to it, man. I mean, look, you've been in this game a long time, definitely are connected with the best and the most respected. Tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, how you started in, because you got a lot of wisdom to share, you know, in a short time, so we want to get right to it.
Okay, cool, yeah, for sure. So what I do is I interview independent artists and then sign artists as well. You know, I've had guys like Boosie on my show, a lot of artists from OTF, stuff like that, you know. So we deal with artists of all calibers, but mainly artists come on my show, they can perform, they can freestyle, they can showcase what they got going on show-wise, promote with brands, whatever they got going on. And I like to showcase artists on a different kind of a platform and really show it to record labels and A&Rs and just different people. And you never know what can happen, you know. So we've now had over 225 interviews on YouTube, a lot of performances from, like I said, just a lot of different kind of a lot of different artists. And we'll just keep going, and it's been special.
Yeah, how much work goes into producing one of your shows? Because I could tell from the equipment and getting the guests together, a lot goes into that.
Yeah, no, for sure. So I have a studio, Matty Ice Studios in Scottsdale. that's my main studio. That's my hub. That's my main studio. That's where artists come and perform. That's where we do the interviews on. That's where I have the mural of Rosé and the Bel Air bottles. You know, everything's Bel Air, of course, but that's where I have all that, you know? But as far as, like, the equipment-wise, yeah, we have the best Sony cameras. We have you know, a ton of LED lighting in the studio. We have the Shure mics, you know, the really good ones. Apple computer, you know, we have everything, you know, the good Scarlett. So we have everything we need for an artist to come in and get good content. Not only that, though, I have a good team that works with me. You know, I have great guys like my guy that I've been working with for a long time, Weasel. My graphic design team, Two Raw Designs, who does a lot of work with Empire. And then, you know, Gatsby the artist, who does a lot of my engineering now, too. So I've just had a lot of people that work with me, too. So
definitely. Yeah. Now, one thing about it, Maddie, as King said, your production setup is definitely of the most professional grade. It's all about the presentation. It is all about giving the proper platform. What do artists have to understand in reference to, you know, label submission and then, you know, submission to your show as well? We see a lot of artists put a lot, and we've all seen a meme before, Maddie, about how a lot, you know, the meme about how artists will put, like, you know, $500 on shades, $10,000 on a chain, $700, you know, but they don't necessarily put it into their brand in terms of the video production in reference to the visuals, where we've all been in this game long enough to understand that when you do videos, when you do shows, that is your job interview to the audience and prospective labels signing you. From your extensive experience doing this, what should artists take into consideration in terms of executing their presentation properly to you or any major?
So the first thing I would do is figure out your brand, and I think branding is everything with this. So the first thing I would do is figure out your brand, even if that's starting with a logo for what your artist name is or what your company name is. That's the first thing I would do, is figure that out. You know, figure out the branding of what you're trying to do first and who you're trying to appeal to. If that's even your audience or what your fans like, you know, if you're an artist and a lot of your fans are gravitating towards one style and that's what's making you, you know, blow up, or make, that's the music you also like and you're gravitating to too, then it's a win for everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. I think it's really figuring out your own brand first. And then, you know, once you figure that out, you know, everything else will kind of fall into place as long as you have the right people behind you. I would say also focus on the music. You know, the music is also number one. Mm-hmm. You know, before you go do a music video, make sure you have a good song to have some video to. You know, don't just shoot a video for, a crappy song, you know?
Definitely.
So, definitely.
Definitely.
And on top of that, too, man, one of the key things to, you know, making a YouTube channel pop off is really having that personality, because, you know, nowadays the podcast game is very wide open. And how did you find out your format to make you stand out to where people could check you out?
Listen, honestly, you know, branding, you know, working with Bel Air and, you know, making sure I promote Bel Air and everything I do. That's been a really cool branding opportunity. And, you know, having people like Rick Ross see the platform and enjoy it, that's super cool. He's been super supportive. But, you know, he's, you know, we will always support everything he does. And that's no matter what, you know. So just having those opportunities and having, you know, just people like Ethica Music and just, you know, good people to work with, you know, that's always motivating. And then it's always the artists too, you know, just meeting the artists and having all these different artists that I'm meeting across the country, and they come to the studio, they perform, they freestyle, and or they'll perform a new single and I showcase it, and you see the content they get, and it's special, dude. So and it works out. You know, we have artists that have PIs seen some, you know, there's been artists that have been signed off the page. There's been artists that TI has seen off my page and has DM'd them, you know, from their freestyle. So, you know, it's pretty cool when that stuff happens.
Definitely. Now, how did you and Rosé and MMG, Jeter K, you know, of course, got to shout out Big Duck, too, out in Compton. How did you all, like, come together? Because obviously having MMG, you know, Bel Air, you know, shout out to Brett Barish, of course, That's a hell of a co-sign. Tell us how that whole meeting happened.
Honestly, I don't, you know, it's just super genuine. I guess that's the best way to say it. It's just super genuine. Jeter's, I would say, Jeter's like my friend. Like, I just like, me and Jeter are just super cool. Like, Jeter's is a cool person. And just a cool person, bro. Like, it's not even about, like, necessarily, you know, music or this or that with Jeter, or, you know, it's just more of just, he's just cool. Like, we're just friends. We just did a super cool event. We met artists in Vegas. That went really well. We met like 8 to 10 artists. We had a nice meet and greet and interviews and stuff like that. But it all started, you know, from my at least meeting with, you know, how I met Jeter was even through Ross. When I met Ross at the Cookies event in Vegas, when the Cookies opened up, Ross was opening up Cookies. That was actually the first time I ever met Ross. And really, mm-hmm. It was just for me working hard with Bel Air, you know, and Ross noticed it and liked the platform a lot. That's all it was. It's just been genuine. There's no, it's just genuine, and I'll always support everything he does and everything he has going on. And Bel Air will be everything I always, you know, push in everything I do, because it's the best brand, and it's everything that I do and push, and it's been everything I've done and pushed for the past 2 years. And it's the consistency that we've had, and, you know, I interview at least 3 to 5 artists a week, and Bel Air's in every single thing I do, MMG's in everything I do, and that's because, you know, we have the utmost respect for Ross. And Ross has his car show coming up on the 21st, rickrosscarshow.com. Yeah, you know, that's going to be huge at the Promised Land. I hope you guys are there. I'll be there. So that's going to be huge. People can get their tickets at rickrosscarshow.com. So it's going to be a great, there's going to be people performing. There's going to be food vendors. It's going to be a great networking event, and it's going to actually be at his house.
Yeah, and of course, definitely, Matt, because especially with you shouting out the car show. We also got to shout out our very special friends, Erica the Plug and BMF Cash of 87 Records, because, of course, Cash is going to be performing there as well. We interviewed him, you know, on the show a while back. Great guy, solid team out of Atlanta. You know, shout out to BMF across the board. You know who you are out there. Sabrina Lee, of course, Free Big Meats, you know, Southwest. The whole crew, man. Too many of y'all to name. For those that listening, some of y'all follow me on, you know, IG, and I'm so grateful. We are so grateful. Now, when you talked about how you met Ross, was the Bel Air something that came along with that, or was that a separate arrangement in terms of that?
You know, we just, it just was just genuine through, you know, just through the platform. You know, in Bel Air, you know, it's just genuine, you know, just genuine, like, this is, you know, what it really comes down to is, you know, I think Ross sees everything. I think Ross really is in tune with what's going on. He's not one of those dudes that doesn't just look. He's smart. Ross likes business. Ross likes to be involved. He puts it out there. He likes to be involved, right? But Ross cuts out he weeds out what he thinks is good business and bad business, and what he wants to stand by and what he doesn't. And I think with at least my platform and with what I'm doing, my content and consistency and loyalty to what he does and to what he has going on and to my own platform is what made me be able to be in the position I am to even have a conversation with Ross. But like I said, I'm not Ross's best friend or anything like that. It's just I'm somebody that I have the utmost respect for. He would tell you the same thing. I'm not his best friend, but what it comes down to is I'm working really hard, and that's what it's about. And I don't, you know, and I'm not here for the clout of Ross or anything like that. I respect him most way, you know, more than anybody. You know, like, I respect the hell out of him. So he's somebody that's been extremely loyal to what I've had going on, and been super consistent of supporting it. So it's only driven me to want to be more successful with what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you mentioned that, man. I'm glad you mentioned that, man. Because see, a lot of people when they get into the game and they start mingling with a lot of the big timers and rubbing elbows with a lot of the big artists, they get kind of like, I would say, lost in the sauce and thinking they're going to be best friends and all this stuff, and not thinking that at the end of the day, this is business. It's business. You got to treat it as a business situation.
But you know, at the end of the day, like, I only have been around him, you know, like, maybe 10 times, right? So I can't be his best friend, right? But maybe one day we do become best friends. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But, like, right now, I'm working.
And one thing about it too, Maddie, is that, you know, one thing we have definitely captured is the aura of your professionalism, because you understand business first. As Ross wrote in his books, both of which are great reads and, of course, bestsellers, shout out to M., you know, Neil Martinez Belkin, who co-wrote it with him, you know, Course Hurricanes and The Perfect Day to Boss Up. I mean, how he lays out everything in terms of business arrangements, understanding the climate, knowing the market, also, you know, having great people around.
Paying attention.
You mentioned in his book. Yeah, definitely. Definitely mentions in the book heavily Alfonso Morgan, a.k.a. Fat Boy, and, of course, Whole Slab, a.k.a. Deuce Poppy. Shout out to both of y'all out there as well. when you look at
Slab's
it
cool
from,
as well.
Yes, he is. look, Batty, he is like, dude, I have to talk to you off air about a wild situation that happened in Virginia with the album. If you ask Slab, with the album I gave him, if you ask Slab about it, he'll tell you.
Sure.
What was your introduction to hip hop, Matty? You know, obviously coming up out there, you know, I mean, especially between Vegas. Shout out to Yowda, of course. You know, of MMG, we can't forget him. Great friend of ours. But also in Arizona, you had artists back in the day like Nutmeg. Of course, she was a dope female MC. Von Tell. Who were some of the people that you
so
were?
You gotta understand. You gotta understand. I'm from Illinois. So
at
the end of the day, I just moved
Illinois
to Arizona. So yeah. So like, I don't. You know, I'm in tune with what's been going on in Arizona the past like 7 to 8 years. But I always tell everybody like, I'm not an Arizona native, you know what I mean? And like, I'm not a professional of, like, Arizona. I don't want to be, like, the Arizona guy, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. So coming from Chicago, of course, you got Do or Die. You know, you got Common, No ID.
Yeah, Do or Die. You got Do or Die. Yeah, for sure. Twista.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you know, the JGs, you know,
Pusha
they had to join back and they put down the guns. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Windy City, you know, I mean, it's... Who were some of your influences in terms of who, like, did you grow up listening to that really, really got you into this game of hip-hop?
So who I really grew up listening to, I would say, was honestly Tupac, to be real with you. Tupac was probably somebody that I really grew up listening to first. And then I was listening to Dr. Dre. I was listening to Eminem. Eminem was a huge thing in my generation, you know, when I was growing up. But I would say Tupac was the first person I really started listening to in hip-hop. Ever.
Definitely. Now, when you think about Tupac to this day in reference of the impact that he had on the culture, even 26 years after he has been gone, why do you think Tupac resonates so much with the hip-hop, you know, with a casual fan and with a hardcore fan and even with the world?
I just think he was, like you said, I just think he was 25 years ahead of his time.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
yeah,
I think, the best way to say it.
Yeah. So pretty much what inspired you to get into podcasting in terms of, you know, from your sojourn, you know, your journey from, you know, Chicago all the way out west, what really motivated you? What was that eureka moment, as they say, Greek, the genius, I have it moment, to really, that you wanted to do this?
So I started off interviewing athletes. I even interviewed Antonio Brown a couple times. I started off interviewing athletes and stuff. Yeah, I started off interviewing athletes, stuff like that. But I said, you know what? Music's my passion. Let me start interviewing artists, and let's do hip-hop and, you know, kind of that scene, right? But I will interview other artists anyways. But really, it's been hip-hop, right? And honestly, it just, the artists really gravitated to the show. They gravitated to the interviews, I guess. And I just built a reputation and a brand, and it, and you know, that was super cool. And I, you know, I worked with Ethica Music, and I just started to, you know, be consistent, and just things, I guess when consistency happens, things happen, you know. And we keep growing, and that's all I can tell you, is we're just going to keep growing. I want to be the number one platform in the country for what I'm doing.
I dig that drive too, man, because everybody,
you know, like, we're nowhere, bro, just because I, like, had a little, just because I take a picture with Rick Ross and see him at a club and shake his hand doesn't mean we're anybody, you feel me? Like, we have a lot of work to do, but we're happy that we have the relationship.
Definitely. And one thing about it, Matty, is, like you said, consistency is a continuous cycle that's always going to bring success in the end. I mean, and just watching you go live with some of the jewels that you dropped, you know, just in general, like, you know, a couple weeks back, you were talking about, because obviously your expertise in music and in athletics is not just limited to that. Also, you were speaking about the watch market, too, you know, in terms of Rolexes and all that, in terms of understanding it. I mean, the wisdom you have is so much more. And we've just gotten a snippet of it from the genius that you have displayed with what you've been doing. Tell us about how you got into the watch market in terms of understanding that.
Honestly, I just always wanted a Rolex. I bought a Rolex maybe like 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Got it customized from Ben Baller. And,
yeah,
you know,
Big Ben.
I held on to it, you know, and I held on to it, and I just I think it's smart to just hold on to that because it's an asset, you know. And now Rolexes are up in value; they're up like 30-40%. So, like, at the end of the day, you know, it's a nice asset, you know.
I think the price range of the Rolex is going to go back up now because the demand for gold is going to come back because nobody even really rocking the plat no more. Everything's going back
exactly.
to gold.
Yep, exactly,
yeah.
Bro.
And one thing about
exactly.
it with jewelry, Maddie, of which you are a connoisseur of, what do artists have to understand in terms of making wise investments in jewelry in terms of what they buy? Not only just jewelry, but in terms of how they make their money and where they apply those finances as well.
To be real with you, bro, like, they gotta ask their manager and their team that, like, I'm not, you know, they can buy all the jewelry that they want. You know, I don't know, like, at the end of the day, like, I would know what I would do.
Right.
But, you know, I don't want to tell them what to do. If I manage them, I would.
Understood.
So, you know,
Understood.
You feel me? You feel me? Like, it all depends on the situation.
Understood.
Like, some people might want to buy a bunch of ice, or, like, you know, because it might be good for them. You never know.
Right.
So, yeah.
Definitely.
Now, yeah, I don't know. It just depends.
Yeah, and it's all about, you know, just about, like you said, how people feel, you know, what works for them in terms of, you know, the money they make. Obviously, we're not going to sit here and tell people, you know, how to spend their money. You know, they earn it. You know, they do what they want to do in terms of where they feel it needs to go. When you look at some of the artists today, Maddie, in terms of who's been on your show, who were some of the standouts that you remember that really, really you saw and were like, okay, this guy or this girl is special, and then to see them move on to that next level of fame, do any of them come to mind directly?
I mean, there's a lot that I've interviewed that I think are going to get there. Samara Sin, somebody that's super, super talented that I've had on my show a bunch of times. She's somebody that I really believe in. Obviously, Futuristic's been on the show. He's super talented. Not Future, this guy Futuristic. He's really talented. There's an artist, Merkham's in Arizona. He's really talented. You know, right now he's kind of doing his thing. Ice-T's been talking about him a lot. There's a lot of artists, Sincerely Collins, that have been on my show. A lot of local artists in Arizona are actually doing a lot of good things, to be real with you, too. But I've had a ton of artists that probably will wind up breaking. This girl, Jada Pink, she's doing a lot of big things right now out of Arizona, actually. There's just a lot of artists, you know, that I think will wind up breaking. But I'd say all those people right there, J-Rob the Chief, there's a lot of people, I would say, that have an opportunity. G-Shit, that I'm good friends with, he's signed to Ethics of Music, Pete the Ruler, all those guys, Nova the Zoner. So a lot of those guys.
Definitely. Now, when you have these artists on your show, do the labels call you directly in terms of y'all have those discussions in terms of, like, what the status of that artist is?
It just depends.
Okay.
It just depends.
Go ahead,
like, it just depends. Labels, the artist, it just depends. I'm pretty easy to get in touch with if I want to get in touch with you, right? If I feel like you approach me the right way.
Understood. And how important is it for artists to keep themselves humble and, as you said, professional in terms of when they come to you? You know, so many times we've seen artists who have an entitlement issue. Their attitude is of audacity and arrogance where they believe that they're just everybody. They think they're great, so everybody else should recognize it. Go ahead, please.
I honestly would just say, you know, if you're trying to do business with somebody, that probably wouldn't be the right way to approach them. You know, how would you want to be treated? You know,
understood. Absolutely.
How would you want somebody to approach you if you're trying to do something with them? You know.
Yeah, and I think that's the most important thing. This is a process, you know, that is constantly progressing. You know, and I think artists have to understand is, you know, many shows as we've done, God's blessed us to keep trucking with it. And we've seen not only as show hosts, as journalists, but also fans of the culture. So we are in tune, you know, to what goes on. And that's all three of us. You know, we watch what goes on. When you look at hip hop right now, who are some of the major artists in the game that you're really a fan of, that you're really supporting their movement, that you really, really are enjoying what they're doing right now?
So I got to say, obviously, Rick Ross. Lil Durk is obviously somebody that's one of my favorite artists. Lil Baby.
Shout out to 300. Yeah.
Yep. Durk's my favorite artist. And, you know, obviously Ross and Drake, obviously, and Lil Baby. Gunna, I really like right now. Future, obviously. All those guys.
Yeah,
that's why I really listen.
Yeah,
to
I like one thing. Yeah, go ahead, King. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying like about your show, man. I like also that you focus it on the new artists too, because see, a lot of shows they get focused too much on nostalgia and the past and history.
You know, you're absolutely right. No, and that's why I love what I'm doing. I like for artists to come showcase, you know, what they got going on. Break a single, talk about shows that are coming up, maybe, you know, artists that they're trying to co-sign or artists that they want to work with. And every time they got something going on, they come to my show and showcase it. And that's the whole gist of it all. And we'll keep growing, and I'll come back, you know, 3-4 months from now, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of bigger things to talk about next time.
One thing about it, Maddie, is, you know, because we know you got a little bit of things going on. Maddie, this has absolutely been awesomely incredible for you to share, you know, your time, your wisdom, your thoughts, your expertise.
Appreciate you. And next time we'll actually have to do it for us. There'll be a lot more to talk about, and we'll have some more time. I think it will be awesome.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're welcome back anytime. And any artist that you want to refer to our show, let King or myself know. And we'll be happy to, you know, definitely assist in what you're doing. So, you know, you got some homies out here on the East Coast that are going to support you and whatever you do. Shout out once again to MMG and, of course, Ren Ross, you know, Yowda, I mean, you know, Jeter, Flav, I mean, the whole crew, Wale, Meek, I mean, too many of y'all to name, but you know what? We're all in the same gang and the game together. Thank you again, Maddie. Thank you again so much.
For sure. You guys have a good night. I really appreciate you guys having me on, and we'll be talking soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you again. And we will.
Later, guys. Appreciate you guys.
Definitely. God bless.
So, yeah, man. So, on that note, we about to sign up out of here. Same time, same channel. Come Monday night, man. Catch us on another doubleheader on the rebound.
Yep. And we are out. Peace.